Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in TCO Studios at Winter Park, fresh off our trip from Carolina, where the Vikings beat the Panthers, and now they're 3-0, getting ready for the New York Giants, who are 2-1, a game that will be played on Monday Night Football. But before we get to preparing for that, we got to answer some of your questions that you sent in over the week. Thanks for doing that. Keep sending them in. Now let's get to work. Our first question comes from across the pond. Wolfie in Munich, Germany asks, why is it so difficult for us to start off with an early lead? Is this team designed to fight back after the opponent was imagined to be safe? Definitely not by design to start slow and come back to win games in that manner. But it's good the Vikings have been able to do that. They did that on the road in Tennessee, and they did that on the road in Carolina. Now, it might have something to do with playing on the road. The home team starts out with a little bit of pizzazz, and it takes the Vikings a while to catch up. But I give credit to the coaching staff for making adjustments at halftime and to the players for being poised and for listening to the coaches and sticking with the plan. That's a sign of a team that believes in one another. Our next question comes from Derek. With the defense playing elite football and the offense playing mistake-free football, what are the expectations of this team that has started off so dominantly? I don't think internally the expectations have changed at all, even with the injuries the team has sustained and with the success the team has achieved. I think the goals this team set at the beginning of training camp remain the same. What are they? To go 1-0 each and every single week, to defend the division title, and ultimately to make some noise in the playoffs. But you know how these coaches and players work. They are very one-week oriented, so all of their efforts will go toward beating the Giants this week. Our next question comes from Morgan. Is Rudy close to the Vikings tight end touchdown record? Yes, he is on Sunday with a touchdown catch against the Panthers. He is in a tie for second place with Vasante Shenko, 24 career touchdowns for our man Rudy. He is trailing only Steve Jordan, who is the Vikings all-time record holder. He had 28. So Kyle Rudolph, 4 behind the Vikings all-time record holder for touchdowns by a tight end. Our next question comes from JJ. This is a very well-rounded team with the offense still yet to click. Good times ahead. Yes, the defense has carried the day and the special teams has been sensational, but the offense has pulled its weight as well. They really turned things around in the second half in Carolina. They had an 11-play drive to begin the third quarter. They scored a touchdown that really got things going for the Vikings. They scored 22 unanswered points against the Panthers. But this team is playing complementary football. The defense has scored 16 points this year. The special teams has been really good with field position. Sherrill's had that awesome 54-yard punt return touchdown. And then the offense is starting to put points on the board. So yeah, well-rounded team playing complementary football right now. Tyler has the next question. I loved how the Vikings used Patterson as a gunner on the punt team today. How about getting him some snaps as a tailback? Well, they say the more you can do, the more you will play. Cordarrelle Patterson, always a team-first guy, now playing on the punt team. He downed a punt on the 2. He had a tackle on the punt team. He had a catch for 8 yards, and he had 2 kickoff returns for 40 yards. So Cordarrelle Patterson getting the job done week in and week out for the Vikings. Our final question comes from Nick. Is taking away the pass game from Eli Manning and forcing the Giants to rush the ball a major key for Monday Night Football? That's a head scratcher. Make a team have to run the ball instead of pass it. We always hear it the other way around. You always want to make a team have to pass. Interesting concept. I don't know what the game plan will be against the Giants, but either way, it'll be a good one for the Vikings. The Giants are going to come in frustrated after losing a division game at home. It's not going to be an easy game for the Vikings on Monday Night Football, but I'm sure the plan will be good. Eli Manning, not a great record against the Vikings, so he's going to look to turn that around, while the Vikings are going to look to continue a lot of very positive trends, including being tied for second for most takeaways in the NFL with 9. The Vikings are +8 in turnover margin for the year. That's a big reason why they are 3-0. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We're going to be back next week, though, with another edition. So make sure you send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Also, this week, 96 Questions returns in its usual spot on Thursday. Last week, Who's the Biggest Suck-Up to Coach Zimmer was a classic. This week's will probably be good too, but only if you send your topic ideas into us. You can do that on Twitter using hashtag 96Questions. We want your ideas. And we want you to join us next week for another edition of the Pick Six. So we'll see you then.